Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Featuring movers and shakers on the Atlanta tech scene, organizations serving the tech market, and the inspired people who lead them. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Good morning. We are still live at the beautiful Cobb Galleria, where the CIO of the Year event produced by GCLA just finished. Some fantastic winners, a wonderful Lifetime Achievement Award for Mr. David Guthrie, and I am honored in the chair next to me is Mr. Alan Stokowski. Alan is the CIO of Randstad and is a real true leader in this industry, someone who's become a friend of mine and I've had the opportunity to interview in times past. But Alan, what can you say about this morning? Just amazing.
It was an amazing event. I truly enjoyed it. The nominees are all fantastic. The community here in Atlanta really comes to light when you have this kind of event. Over 1,000 people in the room celebrating some of the great technology leaders that we have in Atlanta. Wonderful winners. And like you said, the David Guthrie's Lifetime Award. That's quite impressive and a great success story.
I was talking to Walt Carter a little earlier today, and we were talking about the extraordinary vibe in our community. And I talked to people at HP, I talked to people with Dell, I talked to people with companies, Microsoft, all over the country. They say that even though there's great technology in Austin and Boston and Research Triangle, there's nothing like our community. We just have a love and a care for one another. Have you experienced that?
I have experienced that. The amount of sharing and collaboration that happens with other CIOs, other IT departments within my world, it's amazing. And we really just have tons of sharing, tons of making sure everybody's growing the community, but also growing in our businesses, making Atlanta successful. It's really a great place to be right now. And every day I hear of a new success story coming out of Atlanta, a new company that started through some of the incubation labs that we have here. It's really amazing.
We have to give a lot of credit to that to Frank Bell and GCLA for kind of creating that environment for us to collaborate. It is October the 31st when we're sitting here chatting. People will be listening to this today. Some are listening live now, and some will be listening in 2 or 3 weeks. What exciting is going on at Randstad in the last 2 months of this year?
Well, for us, there's always something exciting. It seems like hundreds of projects going on at any time. As at many organizations, right now is budget time, and I'm sure many of your listeners are some of our partners that we work with on a regular basis, so I'm sure that they will be calling. And that's going to continue. But really what's most exciting is around some of our big data initiatives. For us, we're starting to really differentiate in how we use our data to provide intelligence analysis to our salespeople, to our recruiters, and making sure that we're doing the best job really for our customers and putting people to work.
Well, that's great, Alan. Well, thank you very much for taking time. I know there's a lot of other people that want to say hello to you and visit with you, but it's always an honor and privilege to spend a few minutes with you, and I look forward to seeing you down the road.
Well, thank you very much. It's always great to talk to you, Ricky, and quite an event, quite a show.
No question.
Always impressed.
Amen.
Thank you.